I'm Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. This edition of Narrative features an interview from StoryCorps, an oral history project based on the idea that the stories of everyday people are the most important and interesting of all. When StoryCorps visited Charleston in 2012, Herb Frazier talked with facilitator Aaron Dickey about growing up in the Ansonboro neighborhood during the Civil Rights era. Here's Herb.
It's quite interesting that this interview is taking place at this spot in Charleston, this field where the Ansonboro housing projects was located up until the early 1990s. The projects was a government-funded project. Some people say it was for poor people, but we didn't consider ourselves to be very impoverished at that time because this was a very nurturing neighborhood.
What's your most vivid memory of growing up in the neighborhood?
Oh, the summertimes. The summertimes when school was out, we'd run around barefoot. We would catch fireflies and put them in jars. We would eat mulberries. I'm afraid that I overly romanticize those days because I was so young. I guess I did not necessarily see how tough life was for adults back then in the 50s and 60s because, of course, Charleston was a very segregated city. And we were relegated to this end of Calhoun Street, and we didn't venture too far. But when we were here, we felt, at least I did, I felt very comfortable here.
What about your father?
He was not at home much because he was in the Navy, but when he was home, it was a very, very enjoyable time. He is an excellent cook because in 1946, I think, when Daddy joined the Navy, that was the only thing that black men could do, was to cook. He was a mess attendant or steward or messman. But so he would cook, and the preparation and the presentation was just as dynamic as the taste of the food themselves. We had upside-down pineapple cake. We had roast with potatoes. And I remember Father would make a dish that he called Gilly Gilly, which was a concoction of angel hair pasta with a variety of vegetables, and they were stir-fried. That was the dish that represented a combination of all of the leftovers in the refrigerator. So, you know, as you got closer to payday and you didn't have any money, you just scavenged with the leftovers out of the refrigerator, and he made Gilly Gilly. So Gilly Gilly sort of represented that sort of hard times. Those, you know, he lived through the Depression, and he understands what it means to be poor and what it means to go hungry. We never went hungry, you know. I never remember a day of never having what I needed at that time.
Anything else about your experience as a young teenager in Charleston?
I remember vaguely the Civil Rights era, but I guess because I was so young and I was so in this cocoon of Ansonboro, those times really represented a time of somewhat tranquility in this sea of turmoil.
What does it feel like to come back?
It's empty. In a sense that I don't think people recognize, there ought to be some plaque here, there ought to be some name to remind people to know that this was once a community of people who outside here would think they were poor, but they weren't poor. Because we had everything that you needed in a developmental stage of your life. I would hope that there would be always be some recognition of this time when this was a thriving community of people who were struggling to make a living within a segregated Charleston, and all of the people who left here and went on and did great things with their lives.
Herb Frazier and facilitator Aaron Dickey at the StoryCorps mobile booth in Charleston. Produced locally by Haley Kellner for South Carolina Public Radio. For Narrative, I'm Haley Kellner.